This is Casey Currents. I'm Susan Wilson.
And I'm Sylvia Maria Gross. Last month, Susan interviewed Kansas City, Missouri's 3rd District Councilman Jermaine Reed. At age 27, he's one of the city's youngest ever council members and represents what's arguably one of the city's most challenging districts. The 3rd District includes neighborhoods in the city's central east side, including the Old Northeast. These neighborhoods have some of the highest rates of poverty and crime in the metro area. Susan asked Jermaine Reed about some of these challenges in her interview and about talk of a recall campaign against him. That effort has died down, but just a few weeks ago, another recall drive against Reed came up. That group actually filed an affidavit and has begun collecting signatures. We thought we'd follow up on our interview by checking in with the person leading the recall effort, Amina Powell.
I really didn't want it to come to that, but Jermaine's approach to kind of managing the people that live there, he left us no alternative.
Powell's main complaint about Councilman Reed's leadership has to do with his support of a new police campus on 27th and Prospect, which should begin construction in the next year. The 4-block complex will house the East Patrol Division and the crime lab. But first, more than 100 houses will need to be removed to make way for the project. According to the Kansas City Star, about 60 are occupied and 33 of them owner-occupied. Amina Powell says the city picked an area that has a lot of homeowner investment.
I mean, we're talking about ripping out a neighborhood in a historic district, number one. The Wendy Phillips neighborhood ties into the 18th and Vine district, and that's where a lot of the old musicians and artists actually lived in our neighborhood.
She says she recognizes that the rest of the council supported this project, including 3rd District at-large Councilwoman Melba Curls.
Yeah, okay, so if the rest of the city thinks that that's, you know, great, at least have somebody there championing the interests of the neighborhoods and the communities.
Councilman Jermaine Reed says that he helped negotiate better compensation for those who'll lose their homes, up to 150% of the highest appraised value. But he also says that the $57 million project will be a catalyst for revitalization along Prospect. Reed says that citizens have every right to gather signatures for his recall, but he's focused on other things.
I have to remain completely focused on serving the constituents of the 3rd District, and I was duly elected and will continue to work extremely hard, as I have been, on behalf of the 78,000 residents of the 3rd District and the 500,000 residents here in Kansas City, Missouri.
The petitioners have until June 8th to gather 1,633 signatures to take Jermaine Reed's recall to 3rd District voters in August.